Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study that delves deep into the relationship between spondyloarthritis, including its prominent subtype ankylosing spondylitis, and intervertebral disc degeneration. This study employs a clever technique known as Mendelian randomization, and it attempts to unravel how these conditions might influence one another. Let's break this down into bite-sized pieces, starting from the beginning. As our populations age, conditions like intervertebral disc degeneration, or IVDD for short, have become increasingly common. IVDD can lead to chronic low back pain and affects more and more younger individuals, which is concerning. Previous research has pointed to factors like biomechanical stress and inflammation as triggers for disc degeneration. Over time, untreated IVDD could result in significant structural changes, including disc herniation, which can compress spinal nerves and lead to pain and other neurological issues. Now, what's spondyloarthritis? This term encompasses a group of inflammatory diseases, and it can manifest in various forms, including ankylosing spondylitis. These conditions typically lead to inflammation of the spine and can result in stiffness and discomfort. Some images may show overlaps between the degenerative changes of IVDD and the inflammatory changes seen in spondyloarthritis, pointing to a potential link. Researchers have suggested that patients with these diseases might experience overlapping symptoms, and IVDD might either result from spondyloarthritis or potentially worsen it. However, conflicting opinions have existed within the research community about the true nature of this connection. In this study, the authors harnessed data from the FinnGen Consortium, analyzing genetic information from large groups of patients to explore causal relationships. They looked at specific genetic variations, known as single nucleotide polymorphisms, or SNPs, to determine if they might influence the risk of developing either of these conditions. Their analysis revealed compelling results. They discovered that spondyloarthritis was indeed associated with an increased risk of intervertebral disc degeneration. Specifically, the odds ratio for this association was 1.04, which suggests a slight but statistically significant increase in risk. Similarly, ankylosing spondylitis showed a similar association, with an odds ratio of 1.03. This means that having spondyloarthritis or ankylosing spondylitis increases one's susceptibility to developing intervertebral disc degeneration. But the study didn't stop there. The researchers also ran reverse analyses to see if having IVDD could lead to an increased risk of developing spondyloarthritis. Fascinatingly, they found that IVDD might also elevate the risk for both spondyloarthritis and ankylosing spondylitis, with odds ratios of 1.26 and 1.32, respectively. These connections create a bidirectional causal relationship, suggesting that not only can one condition influence the other, but they may also exacerbate each other in a feedback loop. In scientific research, it's crucial to validate findings through rigorous methods, and this study does just that. The authors employed several statistical tools to ensure robust results, including pleiotropy tests to confirm that the associations they observed were not influenced by other confounding factors. Their approach revealed no significant issues with the data, strengthening the reliability of their findings. However, no study is without its critiques. An AI scientific reviewer pointed out some strengths and weaknesses in the research. Let's start with the strengths. The study benefits from the use of large datasets, enhancing its accuracy and reliability. Additionally, the transparency in the methodological approach allows other scientists to reproduce the results, which is vital for scientific progress. On the other hand, the reviewer raised some concerns about generalizability. The analysis was conducted using data from individuals of European ancestry, which could limit how these findings apply to different ethnic groups. Moreover, while the results are promising, the study ultimately lacks experimental validation to confirm the biological mechanisms underlying these relationships. In summary, this groundbreaking research reveals a significant bidirectional relationship between spondyloarthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, and intervertebral disc degeneration. It highlights the importance of understanding how these conditions might interact, as this knowledge could lead to more effective treatments. Researchers plan to delve deeper into the biologic pathways that govern these associations, informing future clinical practice and potentially improving outcomes for patients. As always, my fellow science enthusiasts, we must remember that the exploration of these relationships is ongoing. Future studies may further illuminate the intricate dance between our spine's health and these inflammatory conditions. Thank you for joining me on this episode of SciBud. Remember, science is not just a realm of experts, it's a shared journey of discovery. Follow us for more enlightening news and insights from the world of science. Until next time, keep wondering and keep exploring.